Hello, 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 guys. It has been a minute, more like months, since Karina recorded a podcast for Eco Fitness. A lot of newness has happened since then, hence the absenteeism from myself from the podcast. I can explain why. First of all, there's a lot of newness with Eco Fitness. We rebranded colors, logos, the whole shebang. We had a lot happen over Eco Fitness over the last few months, a lot of events, like I said, a lot of newness. And of course, I got locked out of my Anchor account, which is my host for my podcast channel, which now has been taken over by Spotify. So there you go, very fancy schmancy. And I couldn't log back in because it was my old email address, which I gave up because I no longer use it. But it only took me an hour to figure it out the last day by on chat to one of the team at Spotify to get it sorted. So we are sorted. So I have lots of newness to talk about. We had the Camino since, we had loads of hikes since, we have loads of happening within our community, locally, online. A lot of our members online and locally and within the corporate world have been doing lots of amazing things when it comes to their health and their fitness. Just so many that I just, if I start to mention them all now, the whole podcast will be gone. So I suppose I just want to start, I wanted to start off the podcast explaining my absenteeism, what and where I was and what was happening. We were just growing Eco Fitness, and I suppose I leave a WhatsApp message 6 to 5 mornings a week to my members on WhatsApp. And I suppose that has been taken priority. And because I do that, I suppose I didn't feel the need to come onto a podcast. So why am I jumping on a podcast now? First of all, people are asking us how we got on in the Camino as with Eco Fitness Group in April. We got on absolutely amazing. It was like I went out to the Camino with no expectations at all. So anyway, I'm going to leave that for a different podcast because this podcast is relevant and it's new and it will answer a lot of questions that I have been getting asked online through Instagram, through LinkedIn, through Google, through email, through my phone. So this will answer a lot of questions. And it is our singles hike that I organized in June, which was a complete sellout and it was a complete success. So single and ready to mingle hikes. So basically, where did this come from? So as listen back to my previous podcast, you would have known that I was single the last 2 years, had on and off kind of, there weren't relationships, just kind of met people, see how we get on, lasted 2 or 3 months, didn't really work out, stayed friends, and that was kind of it really. So where did I end with the whole single buzz? Can't remember what I called him. Was it Mr. C? Mr. C. Sounds very Sex and the City, doesn't it? Mr. C. Anyway, that didn't work out. Still friends, happy out, all that kind of jazz. Which is okay, because do you know what? I'm happy building what I'm building here. And the fact that I can actually build in solo hikes or single hikes into Eco Fitness, because our new tagline is Connect Through Movement, is just amazing. And what we witnessed in June with the Dublin hike was just something really cool, that a gang of men and women came together sober, not knowing each other. One guy travelled 2 hours from Wexford up to Dublin for the hike. Another lady travelled from Monaghan an hour and a half. And two or three from Meath. Another one from Kilkenny. I was like, goodness, this is crazy. Like, these people travelled all this way for an hour and a half just to meet like-minded people. Not just to meet like-minded people, but to meet like-minded people, because obviously they're not meeting these like-minded people where they are. Or else, you know, it's a small village, a small town, and it's kind of, you know, everybody, and there's not much fishing within the village, I suppose, if that's what you want to call it. So yeah, it was really cool. So let me bring you from start to finish how it went, because we've more or hikes organized in Dublin and Kilkenny, and we're going to bring them as far as we can around Ireland anyway. So These came about because obviously my members locally here, my members online, when we check in with one-to-ones and we have a chit-chat, we always have chit-chat about life, where you are at the weekend, so on and so forth. Some of my members are single, so we'd always have the single chats and the dating chats. I myself have been on dating apps on and off, and I just found I was getting really exhausted from them, and it was really time consuming, really exhausting. And you know, you could be 2 or 3 months into a particular dating with one person, and then you figure out and realize this isn't working, and that's 3 months down the line, which is a small investment of time to, I suppose, invest into somebody if they're going to be the one and your lifelong partner that you can live with and get on with for the rest of your life. I get that. It's a small, the return on investment's tiny if it's going to last. But, you know, I find that when you go for a walk and a coffee date with someone, and a walk especially, you're walking, it's easier to talk, and you kind of get an idea and a gist of their personality and who they are sober, which is good. So it's a good starting point. And at least then, the way I look at it is, if you start off with a walk and a coffee date, at least you have a few levels to step up then, that it's not just straight out for drinks or straight out to the nightclub and, you know, handing all the sweets over in the sweet shop all at once to the guy, or the fella to the girl, either off. So like when you're meeting for a hike, you're casually dressed, it's casual, and then there's a bit of a stepping stone leveling up, as I call it, at the next stage. Then you might go for a walk in town, a little bit more dressed up rather than dressed casual. Then after that, then you might go on a date to the cinema or a date for dinner, and it's another level up again, and you might get dressed up a little bit more, get the hair done, all of that jazz. And then you have another level up, you might go out again and go dancing to a nightclub. So there's a few levels that you could progress up through over a space of 3 to 4 weeks, because guess what? As human beings, we all love the gamification. Nobody wants everything handed on a plate all at once. And nothing like meeting someone raw, the way you are, out on a hike, possibly raining. We live in Ireland, possibly wet, possibly full of dirt, possibly maybe trip and fall, nobody trip and fell, up on a hike. And that possibly your Prince Charming then might be able to pick you up and go, here, I'll pick you up. No, it wasn't like that. Anyway, you get the gist. So I organised the hikes, threw them up, stuck up an ad, and we filled it, and it got booked out a week before the date of the hike, which was amazing in Dublin. So there was a bit of a process, because I have experience in this dating scene, and experience myself of what not to say myself too soon, and experience of what I possibly don't want to hear from a guy too soon. And so, of course, to save the awkwardness on the day, because I knew well everybody coming would know nobody, and there's nothing worse than landing up at a hike at a car park and everyone's kind of like, what do we do now, what do we say? So of course I set the tone and I set the scene based out of my own experience and based out of conversation starters and connecting people. I do feel like that one of my best traits is connecting people. I don't know, I just have this, I like connecting people, and I listen and watch people, and if I think certain people might connect based on energies, I'm happy enough to facilitate that. So of course, obviously, people booking into a single or solo's hike or singles hike are going to be like-minded people. They're not going to be like complete pissheads out 7 days a week. They're not going to show up and hike. So straight away, you're kind of eliminating the crowd that you don't want to be there anyway. Not that I'm saying that you should have to be sober and you shouldn't be drinking, but you get what I'm saying, the party, party, party animals. So first of all, I set the hikes for the age group of 35 to 50 or roundabout. And it worked out pretty well. So just before the hike, I sent out a few tips to the guys, just to kind of read, because I'm sure they were nervous and a few people were probably nervous as well. So I'm going to read out the tips that I sent out by email to everybody that signed up, which might help you guys here. Now, again, I'm not a psychologist, I'm not a psychotherapist. You know, I don't class myself to be this dating guru. It's just out of my own personal experience of dating in the modern new world in the last 2 years, online, offline, all that jazz. So here is the tips that I sent out to the guys. Rightio, let's get started. Here is the tips that I sent out through email to the guys 2 days before the hike, or the day before the hike. And it worked out pretty well, because I actually forgot that I sent out this email, and I was like, gosh, everything's going really well here, considering when we got to the hike, the day of the hike, it was bucketing down rain. So I also sent out an email saying, listen, if it's going to be raining, which the weather says it possibly might, we'll still meet at the car park and we'll go to the cafe over the road, which is like 10 minutes over the road, because I know there's seating area outside in the barn part of the cafe where we can all mingle, get a coffee, have a chat, and when the weather clears up, we can actually go for a hike around the corner in the Hellfire Club. So that's exactly what we did. So it worked out really well. We did have a few cancellations in the morning, and that's totally cool too. That always happens. You just can't tell when you wake up what's going to happen or where you're going to be or where you have to be. So that's okay too. So let's get into the tips that I sent out. So, conversation starters. Where did these tips come out of? From my own dating experience and listening to my clients as well. And I'm just going to read through the tips, and then maybe you'll probably guess why I gave this tip based out of your own dating experience. And then we'll talk about that at the end. So here we go. Be open and approachable. Smile, make eye contact, and show genuine interest in the people you meet. Approach conversations with a positive and friendly attitude. So there you go. Ask open-ended questions. Instead of simple yes-no questions, ask questions that encourage more detailed and engaging responses. For example, instead of asking, do you like hiking? You could ask, what do you enjoy most about hiking and what's your favorite trail? Straight away, that's going to lead into, oh yeah, there last week I went on this hike, or did you ever do Cairn Toul, or what's the highest hike that you did, or what's the highest point that you hiked, X, Y, and Z. You have a conversation, or you have a conversation straight away, and they are open-ended questions, meaning that the person's going to answer you back, and then just keep going with that flow. The third one is share your own experiences. So offer like common interest, stories related to the topic of conversation. Sharing personal experiences can help create a deeper connection and encourage others to open up as well. Now, this leads to the third and fourth, we'll say, tip, because obviously you want to open up and you want to be personal and you want to have find that deeper connection. But the last thing you want to do is start going on about your ex, your ex-wife, your ex-husband, your kids, and just turn the conversation into a negative tone. Because let's face it, when I say guys, I mean men and women. So guys, let's face it, we all have exes. If we don't have one, we have two or three. And they're an ex for a reason, because the relationship did not work out for whatever reason. So if you're still healing from that relationship and you're still kind of trying to figure out that relationship and it didn't end well, the last thing you want to do is put all of that negative built up energy from your previous relationship into a possible new relationship from meeting someone new. That's a big no-no. So that brings me on to the next tip. Listen actively. Pay attention to what the other person is saying and show that you're actively listening by nodding and maintaining eye contact and providing verbal cues such as I see, or that's interesting, or this type of approach of listening helps foster a sense of connection and shows that you value their input. Now, that's transferable over to everything in your life, work, anything that you're engaging in a conversation with someone. Actively listen and engage. Like, there's nothing worse than being in someone's company, unless their head is full and they're dealing with an awful lot of, we'll say, baggage, emotional baggage, like any kind of baggage at all, work baggage, home life baggage, it doesn't matter. And they're just completely switched off. That's different. But when you're out and about in a singles event, in a solo event, in the hopes to build a connection with somebody, either romantically or friendship wise, you want to be engaging in the person. Even if you think this person is not your type, from off the bat, looks wise, you can't just judge a person on that. You have to get to know them and engage, and you probably find that the person that you'd judge by their looks could possibly be the funniest person in the room, and you build a really cool connection with them. So, you know, taking all looks aside and what you think of first impressions, really engage in the conversation, because that's where you find deep connection. So the next tip I would say is find common interests. Look for shared hobbies, passions, and experiences that you can discuss. It's easier to have engaging conversations when you find common ground with the other person. So common ground, and again, let's maybe kids, work, But let's not talk about exes or ex-wives or ex-husbands or any of that, because look at it, just brings up, you could trigger either you or that person in a negative way that could end up bringing the tone down of the conversation. And it's just not a nice thing to do when you're on a solo hike. Like, leave that for like 5 or 10 dates in. Okay, next one. Use humor. Use humor when appropriate. Light-hearted humor can help create a relaxed and enjoyable atmosphere. However, be mindful of the context and the person's comfort level with humor. So, you know, test the water. See, you know, you be funny, but don't be overly funny. You know, just be yourself. And if your natural self is funny, well, then I'm sure everyone else is going to find you funny as well. But you don't have to overcompensate just to get people to like you. At the end of the day, you want to see, can you build a connection with your true self, put out into the world, of who you truly are, out into the world without pretending to be somebody you're not. Because if you're pretending to be somebody you're not just to gain likes or gain somebody to like you and see you and hear you, that's not going to last very long, because the true you will come out, and the true you is not a bad person. The true you, what you think is the true you, may have got hurt in the past before in a past relationship. So you'll probably think, well, let's be different in this one because I might find that connection. No, because the last person didn't work out because you weren't yourself. Be yourself and find the connection with your, with you being true to yourself. And that's where you find the deep connection with your person that you will eventually meet. So be respectful and considerate. Remember to respect others, boundaries and opinions. Avoid conversation or sensitive topics unless you know the person well and are confident they're comfortable discussing them. So this brings me into the next one. Sorry, you probably heard my dog there. He moved around in the chair beside me and he's waiting for me to go up to bed, because I'm recording this just before I go to bed. So that's why my voice is very calm and soothing and quiet tonight, or today, recording this podcast. So maintaining a positive and uplifting tone during conversations is crucial, especially in social settings like a singles hike. It's important to avoid excessive complaining or dwelling on negative topics, as they can indeed dampen the mood and discourage interaction. Talking about the past, your past relationships, can be a sensitive topic, and it's generally best to avoid discussing them like earlier on and in the initial conversations. Focusing on the present and the future and the opportunity to form new positive connections is a great approach. If the topic of ex-partners does come up, it's advisable to speak about them in a respectful and positive manner, acknowledging that every relationship has its ups and downs. So now if someone asks me about my kid's dad, which I'm separated from since Nathan was 9 months old and Nathan is 15 this year, you know, I just talk really respectful about him, because what's the point? He does his best. And yeah, we do get on. His wife at the moment, his current wife, she seems to be pretty sound and pretty solid. So I don't have anything bad to say about them. Nothing, which is good. And that's it. When people ask me, that's all I say. There's nothing else to say. So focusing on the present and future and the opportunity to form new positive connections is a great approach, like what I just said. If the topic of ex-partners does come up, it's advisable to speak about them in a respectful and positive manner, acknowledging that every relationship has its ups and downs. I do know that I repeated that. Starting the hike with a positive mindset and intending to foster new connections is a wonderful approach. Being open to new experiences and forming positive relationships will contribute to a more enjoyable and fulfilling time during the hike. 100%. Remember, everybody is there to meet new people and have a great time. So maintaining a positive attitude. Sorry, I need to move my chair, my work chair. So maintaining a positive attitude will help create a welcoming and engaging atmosphere for everybody involved. Because there's nothing worse than walking away from somebody and kind of going, trying to shake the conversation off because it was just so negative. And then you bring that energy then to the next person you're talking to. And before you know it, there's 30 people on a hike with bad energy going around. That's not what you want. So next tip is enjoy the moment, embrace the opportunity to meet new people and have interesting conversations. Be present, enjoy the hike and let the conversations flow naturally. And remember, the key is to be genuine, curious and respectful, and just enjoy the hike for exactly what it is. So they're the tips that I give out to the guys in an email before, and I think it worked anyway. Judging by the conversations that were being had with people, everyone looked like they were having meaningful conversations. So give you an insight into how the day ran. Everyone was well informed with emails every day for 3 or 4 days leading up to the hike because of the weather, and just what people might be a little bit nervous coming because it might be their first interaction with people since their last breakup and stuff like that. So I was very conscious to be mindful of everybody. So we met at the car park. I got out my umbrella. I was totally dressed inappropriate for the hike with a pair of shorts on in the bucketing down of rain. It was torrential, and I just got out with my umbrella and I said, right guys, we are going to the cafe. Here is the air code, let's go. We all drove over. One was late, I felt really bad. He got lost and he ended up over in Castleknock and he'd come back again. So we were having a competition then because someone told us when we got to the cafe, we were the first ones there because it was only 9:30. So we managed to get the whole barn outside to ourselves. We took turns going and getting coffee as groups to not to overwhelm the coffee shop. So everybody could, that was a kind of a clever way then for everybody kind of mix up a little bit without making it too kind of obvious. So everybody got mixing around. So I just set the tone. Everyone's kind of sat in and sat away from each other. And I said, lads, come on in. We have a chat. Turned on a bit of music and just broke the ice with a little conversation icebreaker that I came up with based on what was on the radio that morning. It just happened to be they were talking about on the radio, are you a lefty or a righty when it comes to kissing? And I was in the car turning my head to the right going, oh, I'm a righty. I was like, oh, that's what they were talking about on iRadio or Spin or iRadio, can't remember. So that was the conversation icebreaker that I had. I was like, you never guess what they're on about in the radio this morning. So lads, are you righty or lefty? Then the conversation went and it was so funny. So, you know, it wasn't awkward. It wasn't like speed dating where people were moving around. Like obviously when people went up and got coffee, they went over and sat with somebody else. And then when it like at the security guard that was outside of the gate that monitors people coming into the car park, he was like, he kept on coming in. Like, cause I kept on going out to see where the other guy was to see, was he there yet? That was late. He was, what are you doing in there? You're as loud and it sounds like you're having great crack. I said, oh, we're just having a hike and a meetup. I didn't say anything about singles. Nobody needs to know that. And we're just a group of like-minded people getting together. So then we were about an hour there, an hour and a half, and then the weather cleared up. So we decided, I said, right, let's look, some people drove 2 hours and an hour and a half here. There's no point leaving after an hour. So let's go get a walk in and go up the Hellfire Club. And we did. And that was another chance for people to mix up and talk to somebody different. Of course, it rained for a little bit, but then as we got towards the top, the rain cleared. So at this stage, I was looking at my watch and it was 12:30 and I was like, okay, right, we're going to start at 9, it's 12:30 now. We went over to the cafe at 9:30. You know, we've stuff to do, it's Sunday. And plus, you don't want to be just dragging out the day because then it gets awkward. But honestly, people, I felt like anyway, that people didn't want to leave. They didn't want to leave because we're enjoying each other's company so much, and we laughed and laughed and laughed. There were some funny people on that hike, funny guys and funny girls on that hike, and the one-liners and the jokes were absolutely brilliant. So kind of long story short, the hike went really well, and they were all texting me afterwards, when's the next one? I said the next one's up for sale, and they all wanted to get onto a little community and a little kind of connection, a little hub. So I just said, I'll wait until my app is developed and it'll be ready to rock from the end of July, August onwards. I'm just waiting for the branding to be passed with Apple and all that jazz for the app. And then we'll shove everybody onto a community. So it's a community within the app that everybody will be there. It'll be like a Facebook community, but within my app, to keep it off WhatsApp, to keep it off Facebook. If I get like, I've WhatsApp groups for my work, for my family, for my friends. I love them. But if I had to have another one on my phone, I think I'd crack up. So, and it's Facebook groups. I don't really use Facebook groups anymore. I only use Facebook for Facebook advertising. I use Instagram and LinkedIn. So another Facebook group just wouldn't appeal to me because I'd miss everything. So to save having another WhatsApp group, another Facebook group, I'll wait till the app is developed and we put everybody in there so we can organise, we can let everybody know then, and then the community when the next hikes are on and the single events that we'll be organising. So there you go, guys. It was a great success. Really good. So if anyone was wondering, and I redirected you to this podcast, I hope you enjoyed it and I hope you enjoyed the tips. We'll be running hikes every month for as long as we can, for as long as people keep showing up. And They seem to be a great success already, and it's what people want, and the age group is perfect as well, and meeting like-minded people. And you know what, it was a great morning. I absolutely loved it. I was in my element, going around chatting to people and chatting to everybody and getting to know people and looking at people, what they do, their strengths, and the different chit chats they were having. Really good dynamics and really good conversations as well, and quality conversations which you wouldn't get out in a pub. Now, that's not to say that we won't be organising some single events in a pub, but like, it's nice to have the mix of the two, because, you know, I do like dancing as well. So we have to include that at some stage into our solo meetups. So guys, that is it. I'm going to link my website to this podcast, because all the up and coming hikes are there as well. I also run programs locally and online, Fit Body, Fit Mind programs, where we focus on fitness, both in-person classes and live classes and on-demand sessions, full timetable, mindset, nutrition, the whole shebang. Our corporate clients are increasing all of the time. We're very careful who we take on corporate-wise, because, you know, we to make sure that our team can provide what they need as well. But it's always good to chat to corporate clients. So if you are someone listening to this and you have a company that is under 100 staff, let me know. And if you don't have a wellness program for them, let me know. We have a full team behind us at EcoFitness, from HR to mindset to wellness, for policies, everything. So we can provide that full service for you. So, or if you already have a wellness policy in your company and it's a little bit stale, we can come in and throw a fresh eye and give some new ideas and build a connection with employees. Because that's the biggest common denominator that is coming back, is that people are missing the connection because of things being online, hybrid working. A lot of people are into their health and their fitness, and they don't really like going out to the pub anymore. And then the people that do like going out socialising in restaurants and pub feel like that they're disincluded, because other people are out doing walks and hikes and different things like that. So it's our job at EcoFitness to connect people, not only through movement, but through fun events, and to find the mutual playing ground when it comes to people, and come up with ideas and events that connect people together. So that's basically what we're at EcoFitness at the moment. Constantly growing, constantly being innovative, but absolutely loving everything. Absolutely everything that I envisioned for EcoFitness, it's coming to fruition, or has already. And we're just constantly growing. It's constantly growing legs. It's amazing. And we're building such a really cool team as well within EcoFitness. It's just deadly. But you know what? Like attracts like. So when you put good out to the world, good will come back. And definitely hanging around with people that you feel like that is where you want to go, that's where I'd say do more of that. Do you know, that kind of way. So that's it, guys. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Again, I think we can, with Spotify now, I think we can open like a discussion in the podcast. So feel free that if there is a little box there to ask questions, pop it up. And if I see it, which I'm going to keep an eye out for now, because this is all new to me since Spotify took over Anchor, I will answer you back there. But apart from that, it's very easy. I'm very easily accessible on Instagram and LinkedIn, ecofitness_.ie, Corina Duffy, K-O-R-I-N-A Duffy. And on LinkedIn, it's just Corina Duffy, and email as well. But I'm really accessible on Instagram and LinkedIn, that if you slipped into my DMs and asked me whatever questions you need there, you'll get them answered. Apart from that, guys, if you do see any programs that you want to book into, especially any kind of events that we have, they do get booked up quite fast, guys. Like, we have the Camino organized again for next April 2024, and we already have a crew of 30 people wanted to go. It is just amazing. And we have loads on the list. We have the New York half marathon or marathon. I don't think that'll be until 2025, to be fair, because we've the Camino next year. But we've loads of stuff in the pipeline for like a year and year or two ahead. So it's amazing. Like, it really is amazing. So that's what we like to do. We like to lead the way in EcoFitness, and also give people a roadmap as well. And so that's it. And something to look forward to for the future, really. So that's it, guys. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. And until the next time, this is Corina at EcoFitness, your facilitator to help you connect through movement. We chat in the next one, guys.